Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly trifecta nooner with Michelle on the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Our Motivated Monday live studio audience have their common sense caps on and enjoyed a weekend of self-care listening to episodes 196 and 197 again. I highly recommend both, probably the most powerful episodes we've done yet, definitely this year. And they are ready to make things happen in Take Action April. Today's topics on 198, grow your business, support your community, the border, coronavirus facts, delivered by partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Don Long, Radical Transformation for Entrepreneurs in 60 Days or Less. Jason Bressler, supporting local charities through fundraising, volunteer efforts, and charitable partnerships. Mary Ann Mendoza, Angel Families and Angel Moms, a group of victims and families of victims of illegal alien crime in our country. And I'm bringing up the rear with coronavirus facts and the political propaganda pandemic. Yes, you've been lied to and the lies keep getting more ridiculous. So put on your common sense caps and rip off your dirty masks. They don't work. They actually make you sick. And our symbolism of control and tyranny. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Bookmark it, makes your new homepage start. Your dibs, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com.
Everything's home.
We're your censorship-free safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Number one, the Mayor of Corruption County Board of Supervisors is still not allowing the auditors to use their facility to conduct the audit, the scene of the crime. So the Senate has secured the Coliseum at our state fairgrounds with an expected start date of April 22nd. But fear not, the regressive socialist demon rats, Republicans, board, and elected elites have brought in the big guns of attorney Mark Elias to Arizona firms and the nonprofit Protected Democracy Project to do all they can to stop the exposure of the fraud during the 2020 election. And remember, the names of the nonprofits are very similar to the bills Congress passes. What the organization does and what the bill is all about is just the opposite of its name, Protect Democracy Project. There sure is a lot of important people who don't want this to happen. There's nothing to hide. And why the pushback? Hey, where's Doug Ducey? Haven't heard a peep out of him supporting the audit. Oh, that's right. He certified the electors during the hearings that Rudy Giuliani was having here in Arizona about election fraud. He was signing while people were testifying about fraud. Doug Ducey. Doug Ducey. Number two, Clay Clark's Health and Freedom Conference to reopen America in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We've been talking about it for weeks and weeks and weeks. It's this Friday and Saturday, the 16th and 17th, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Central Time. Clay Clark's our buddy. He's the host of Thrive Time Show, Linwood Fireside Chats. He's one of our all-star partners. He popped in on 2 weeks ago on episode 191. He made a huge official announcement about a very special speaker at the event, and I've heard from several of my VIP media friends it should be happening. It sounds like the best is yet to come. The clues are there, everyone. I think you know who it's going to be. It's sold out, but it'll be live streamed on six platforms so everyone can watch. It's going to be on Brightian.com or Rhema TV Network.tv, ThriveTimeShow.com, OAN, Right Side Broadcasting, and Epoch Times. There's never been this many media sources at, and not even in a Trump rally. It's a big deal, people. You'll definitely want to jump on the train. I'm going to put all the links to those websites at the very top of our homepage so you can easily find them. Several of our current and upcoming partners are going to be speaking. Of course, Clay Clark, he was in episode 126. That's a great one about the coronavirus truths and the facts. In episode 191, Mark Victor Hansen and Crystal Dwyer Hansen. We did them in episode 122, Pastor Dave Scarlett and Prophet Amanda Grace, episodes 161 and 183. We'll also be one of the headlines. Oh, here's a list of speakers. Sorry, I lost my thought, guys. Lynn Wood, General Mike Flynn, Sidney Powell, Mike Lindell, Mike Adams, Anne Vandersteel, Dr. Richard Bartlett, Dr. Simone Go, Dr. Christina Northrup, and many other patriotic leaders. I'm going to be at the VIP dinner on the 15th, so I'm going to meet all of these speakers. I'm, of course, going to invite them on the show and platform. I'm going to try to do a live show from there on Friday at 12 p.m. our time, so central time, whatever. I don't know. We'll figure out the math. And that way you can get some inside scoop and hear what's going on. I hope you guessed. A special guest is going to be a pretty important guy. His name rhymes with Trump. All right, no more excuses, no mass. It's we the people, not we the sheeple. We have the power to change everything, not the elected elites. Remember, it's the consent of the governed.
Snap out of it.
Today's topics on episode 198, grow your business, support your community, the border, coronavirus facts. It's April 12th, day 392 of 15 days to slow the spread. Yes, you heard me correct. It is day 392 of 15 days to slow the spread. Again, it's time to rip off those dirty masks. They don't work. They actually make you sick. They're a symbolism of control and tyranny. There is no pandemic. Actually, there never was. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action and reopen America.
Free 100%. At last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. We are free at last.
Put on your common sense caps just for an hour, at least, please. I would love it if you had it on all day. Maybe slip in it. That'd be even better. It's been a beautiful morning here in Mayor Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona. Let's enjoy this beautiful day since everything is going your way.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling.
We're your censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Social Conscious Referral Network. Today's topics on episode 198, grow your business, support your community, the border, and coronavirus facts. First up is Mr. Don Long. He's one of our all-stars. He was in episode 186, very powerful. Will change your business. Will change your outlook on a lot of things in life. I highly recommend listening to Don Long, all-star on 186. He's a best-selling author, speaker, and peak performance consultant, providing a radical transformation in a positive way for entrepreneurs in 60 days or less. Audience, please give my friend and our all-star a round of applause. Don, how
Thank
are you.
You
today?
Oh, I'm doing well. I tell you what, after the intro that you just gave me, I'm ready to preach now. You didn't turn the mic loose now. Come on. Good God. I'm fired up. I was almost bouncing off the walls. I'm thinking, man, if she doesn't hurry up and get me on the mic, I'm going to explode here.
Wow, that's kind of what I wanted to do. It's like, you know, I was saying the other day, you've got these, I got a stallion, you got a racehorse. You don't keep him in the cage. You got to let him out and let him go. And whenever he stops, that's when the race is done, man. It just don't hold back. No holds back. So I'm glad you are fired up. You are riled up. And we're going to have a really great segment to grow everybody's business. I don't know if you got a chance to listen to the two episodes last week. It was so powerful, where it really put things in a perspective for people. I said, listen, between the all-star episodes, you were in episode 186, and the two episodes from last week, 196, 197. If anybody listened to those and things don't change, I can't help them anymore. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know what else to do. You gotta go one-on-one coaching, counseling, something, because all this information is just right there for you. Free, right? Free. Like, you know, you were throwing so much out during the all-star episode. You know, we were talking blueprint of God you know, what makes you happy. What there's just a whole list of I couldn't even keep track. I had to listen to the episode 3 times. But anyway, yeah, powerful stuff.
Kind of the pigtail on what your intro was, and we just had a meeting in North Carolina called this Liberty Resolve. I mentioned to you with the first time I was on, but it's about how we're taking North Carolina back the political realm. But the interesting thing that kept coming up in that meeting, here's the two things that kept coming up, and I was with some of the most political connected people in North Carolina, and the two things that came up wasn't making new laws or getting laws passed. The two things was whoever's got the best lawyers and the most money wins. That's the two things. It's a little bit sad, but here's the deal. One of the quests that I'm on, this ties right back into your business segment, is I'm looking for the patrons. I'm looking for business people, because what we need to do is create so much wealth that we can fund every one of these causes that you just went through a litany of lists of speakers. These causes to be funded so that we can actually make a difference, because without the wealth, we will not be able to do it. And that's where the business segment ties right in here, that God had a dream and wrapped your body around it. It's like, look, I'm looking for these people who want to get in on this train, and look, I'll help them any way I can in business. But it's interesting that all you have to create change in America is the best lawyers and money.
It's sad. It's sad that it's come to that. And part of the reason is because everything now revolves, you know, like what I constantly remind people, you know, people go, God, I want to be politically involved. I don't want to get into it. I said, you have no choice. It has infested. It has infiltrated every aspect of your lives, that the people that are in the political positions are making decisions from not only what goes on with your business or your taxes or, oh, can you open your business, to are your kids at home or they're staring at a Zoom call, or, oh, by the way, you can't own a gun, or, oh, can't go to church. So these are all the things that we never would have expected the government to have so much control over, but it's gone down to power. It's gone down to control and money. And obviously there's a huge agenda coming at us, you know, and they keep throwing trillions of dollars at the agenda. You know, we, the people, aren't getting anything. The coronavirus bill, we got 9%. The other 91% went to go fund all the things that are anti everything that you can imagine American, to fuel it, to make it faster. I mean, just look at the border. We'll be talking about that in a little bit. But I'm glad you brought up the companies, right? The companies, because you've got 200 companies that signed that letter that said, oh, well, go ahead and move the Major League Baseball game to the All-Star game to a predominantly white city, which makes no sense, right? They take it from a black city and say that it's racist to have it, the whole thing's racist, and then go put it into a city that has 9% black people and it's all white people. So the hypocrisy is just unbelievable. So now that we know that the corporations, right, we kind of always knew, but now they are, you know, they're so woke that they have taken sides against we, the people of this country, all the things that we stand for, because we're just trying to make it in life and do good things and make sure everybody gets a chance, right? But they're making it worse. So us smaller businesses, like you're saying, have to come together and support it, because even, you know, Monday they had that big CEO call, because of course all the CEOs were at Augusta, because why would you? Because, you know, that's not racist. So that's in Georgia. Notice how they didn't ask the Masters to be changed from Augusta to some, you know, shoddy golf course in the middle of New Mexico. They didn't ask that to happen, right? So that was okay. And then all these big CEOs, there's 100 of them, and they're going to be trying to stop all of the new election laws that are actually good. So they're preventing the cheating. They're making the cheating harder, but they don't like that because it stands for everything that they're against, which is everything that we are for. So, you know, I kind of needed that. You started that soapbox, that political soapbox, but I thought it would be a reality check for people.
The good news is that we outnumber them. And the reality of it is that 80% of businesses in America have at least 500 and less employees, which are small companies compared to the ones you're talking about. So really the trillions of dollars is in our leverage, and the good news about your platform is you're pulling people together. We have to band like a band of brothers and sisters together in every way possible. But wealth is one of the factors, and that's why we do the business segment here, because you've got we need for our patriots to create more stinking wealth, more wealth, so that we could actually fund, because that's what I kept hearing in this meeting. These people know how to fund their causes, and we're not as savvy as them, and we have to become more savvy and more structured and more shrewd and more full of the wisdom from the Creator to be able to do this. And this is kind of the whole segment for me. But I can give you – I know we needed to talk some business stuff, but we ended last time we talked on strength and desire, which was the first two steps in the blueprint. And the third – I just wanted to throw a quick step out three here. And this, it's actually your unique talents, abilities, and developing your workmanship. And a couple things that people can look for to identify. I know you like lists, so here's one. What's your unique mix of gifting that you see coming out of you? Your natural DNA, natural dominant neurological agenda, the thing that kind of flows through you naturally. Core competencies that you get complimented on, that people say, wow, you rock when you do this. You really are a genius. You make that look so easy. Things like that. And then also, we all have a cellular level intuition. And a lot of times those intuition and hunches that we carry actually point to who we really are in the identity piece, which is actually the next step, which we probably won't get to today. But the whole piece is leading to that, where that gifting makes room for itself. The Proverbs 18 says a man's gift makes room for itself, and it takes him before excellent people, before kings. It doesn't take him before obscure men. And so as your gifting develops and we develop the power to create more wealth for the kingdom purposes and for the purpose to save America, basically, then what's going to happen is you're gathering these bands of companies, even now through the voices going out through all the people that are listening to this, and they're coming together, I believe, as one. And we're going to be able to defeat Goliath, because David always wins, remember? That's the good news.
Yeah, so there is hope. It's the best is yet to come. We're just going to still have to go over a bunch of very bumpy, unpaved roads with big ditches in them before we get to that point. And hopefully things will change soon without saying too much and without reading between the lines. But you know what I was thinking? I was thinking, can we get another minute or so, 2 minutes? Okay. Did you want to comment? I want you to comment a little bit more about the talents and abilities. And the reason why is because Friday's episode, we were talking about Matthew 25:25, and it was about not necessarily unleashing, but it was about letting your talents be found and start doing your talents. So you're continuing the momentum that was created all last week. So if it's coming up again, it needs more comment. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
so what
one of
you got
the things
there?
That I realize about the talents is this, is that most of the time the talents we carry, you know this to be true, everyone is that everyone else kind of sees them in our lives, but we are the last people to see them a lot of times, unless you're self-absorbed, narcissistic, or something like that. But most people are not. And so what happens is what I would like to encourage people is that I have turns and phrases that I use with my clients that I work with, and here's some of them that people can kind of dial into, because I think a lot of times people don't know what they're really gifted for or called to do, so to speak, and if they can find a few of those raw talents and start developing them, because God didn't make any mistakes. He gave the talents, as you put in there in Matthew, and it's like we have to find them, dig them out, and complete the potential that's in there that he put there before we were ever born. But here's a few terms and phrases I use. You look like a genius when you do that. What things do you look like a genius when you do? When people make those kind of comments, wow, you must be a rock star at that. I could never do that. When you hear people say that, that's pointing directly at a gift that came from God that's inside of you. How did you do that? You make that look so easy. When this is really a good one, and I hit this last time in a different context, but when you experience effortless flow, when you have those times in your life where you experience that effortless flow, that's coming straight from a gifting and a talent that's inside of you that flows out naturally through you. And so what happens is these are kind of terms and phrases that I use with a lot of the students and clients that I have to help dig down into some of the gold that God put inside of them, because there's so much gold and wealth inside of you in those gifts, talents, and abilities that were put there before you were born. You just got to dig it out. You got to mine it like mining gold. And that's what those phrases hopefully will help people do. But there's nothing that we can't do together with the gifts and talents that's been given to this band, I believe, of patriots that are stepping into this course of history right now to save America, because that's what we're really doing. It's really, that's where we're at in history.
Oh, so. You're totally spot on, and I'm glad that we found each other, because when like-minded people who are on the same page come together, amazing things can happen. And you're doing great work, Don. So just before you give your contact information, I don't know what your schedule is like next week, the week after. I have some spots still open for April, so if you want to jump back on, you're more than welcome to jump on any of those spots. So when I come back from my trip to Tulsa, when I meet all these characters, who better to be the recipient of some amazing patriotic soapboxes than Don Long on the other end? So if you got time,
absolutely,
check out the calendar and jump back on. So plug your website and anything else real quick, and I'm gonna bump to Jason.
Sounds good. Look, the web's pretty easy. Just get to my website. It's donwlong.com. It's www.donwlong.com, and you can contact me there. I'd love to hear from any of your listeners, and we'll help any way we can to help these patriots' business make lots of money, because money is good.
Money is very good. Money can be used for good or evil. We like to use it for good. We know who uses it for evil. We just talked about them for a few minutes, but we are not going to do that. We're going to spread the wealth and fuel the good fire. So thank you, Mr. Don Long. And I will talk to you when I get back from this amazing experience. Make sure you watch it on the stream. Make sure you watch it on the stream. It's going to be epic, epic. All right. Thank you, sir. Have
Looking
a good week.
To it.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh man, that guy is great. He's got the Blueprint of God. That's the book that I think he's finishing up. He's got another one that he already did. I don't have it written down in front of me, but anyway, all of the information for all of our partners and the companies and the groups and even their shows that they have themselves, you can get connected directly to them on their websites too. You go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and look at any of the shows that they're on. You just click the link. You'll see that it'll be in blue. I put it in that blue color. So everybody has that, and it goes directly to their websites, or if it's for their podcast or whatever they wanted it set up to, so you can always find them. You can always find them. So let's see. We are 12:22, a little over. Let me bring on Jason. But just before I do that, I just want to let you know that make sure, if you can, please rate and review and subscribe to our show. That would be awesome. As I mentioned, Apple censoring us. It's unbelievable. They wiped out 1/3 of our reviews. It's just dumb. I mean, they were there for a while, so I'm like, they were put up last week. You can always follow us and like, comment, and share on social media. You know, I love the Rumble. And, of course, join our newsletter so you don't have to worry about the censorship, which is coming at us hard with all these guests that I have coming up planned. I've been working very hard behind the scenes to line everything up and get all these bodies on. So definitely, we are going to be a target, like a target. But that's okay. I don't care. You know, they don't like the message. They don't like what we stand for. It is what it is. I'm going to stand up for the country. I'm going to stand up for God. I'm going to stand up for all you good people doing good business and good things. Let them come after me. Don't care. Don't care at all. Again, if you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, at the very top of the homepage, you'll see the graphic to rate and review. You'll see the graphic to get all the links for all the social media. So if you can do that, that'd be awesome. We'd love to have you on those platforms. So let's bring on Jason. I don't know why I'm so off track today, everybody. I apologize. I didn't get that much sleep for some reason. I could not fall asleep. Probably part of the problem. So let's bring on Jason Bressler. He's the founder of the nonprofit Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation. They're supporting local charities through fundraising, volunteering efforts, and charitable partnerships, all which is helping children, families, veterans, and pets, P-E-T-S, pets. Audience, give them a round of applause. I'm a little off today, Jason. I apologize for the wait. I apologize for the wait. You're a busy man. You're the king of the networking. King King of you're the king of collaboration. How do you like that? The king of collaboration.
No worries, and I like that a lot.
Yeah, I thought of that the last time you were on. I don't remember if I told you that. So the last time we spoke, we had the pet adoption, right? So we had the little dogs. See, they knew you were coming. They brought the dog in the studio again. How did it go? You wanted to give us a brief rundown on some success stories, some forever friends?
We were able to adopt over 75 pets. We had approximately 60 vendors in attendance, and we had over 600 people attend our event. The event was a tremendous success thanks to our donors, sponsors, volunteers, and partners, and we could not have done it without them.
That's amazing. I think that's probably one of the biggest ones you've had, right? 600 people come through there with 75 pets? Wow.
It was one of the biggest, but I expect our pet adoption events to continue to grow like they have. And December 18th will be more of the same at Pour and Decor in Glendale.
Oh, it's too bad. You can't. Well, I guess it's a little difficult in the summer to do something that you have to kind of space them out.
Mm-hmm.
But those, it seems like they would be perfect timing to do pet adoption. So, well, what else we've got? I know you love to do the restaurants and have the portion go mm-hmm. to the portion of the meal go to the your nonprofit foundation, which is what we've talked about many times. You're working with lots of local charities, so that way you're doing the vetting. You know who needs the most help. You're helping the smaller guys that usually don't have the resources to even put on an event, but they're the ones who are really doing the roll up your sleeves and grassroots, get down and dirty and really help the community, as opposed to some of these really large ones where you're just like, wow, that's a beautiful office, but what are you doing to help the people? So at least you guys are making sure that the right organizations are getting the support and the funds. So mm-hmm. then golf. All right, what else? So what do we have coming up? We've got to have something soon.
Yes, we have on Thursday, April 15th, we have a restaurant fundraiser at Texas Roadhouse. It is the Texas Roadhouse located at 2600 West Happy Valley Road in Phoenix. And we are excited, to announce that we will be there from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. And 10% of all food purchases, whether they be dine-in, takeout, or catering, will go directly towards the Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation. And everyone in attendance must say that they're with the foundation or they're to support the foundation. There's also a flyer that can be printed at pmc.foundation. And we are very excited about this event with Texas Roadhouse. And we also will have a silent auction and other activities going on on Thursday. And, it's going to be a great time. And then we have our charity golf tournament, our first of two charity golf tournaments this year on June 12th. It's a Saturday at the Phoenician Golf Club. And
Ooh.
It's presented by our foundation and sponsored by Blue Agave Mexican Cantina in Scottsdale at the 101 in Scottsdale Road. And we are benefiting Hope Kids Arizona, which is restoring hope and transforming the lives of children who have been affected by a life-threatening illness or condition. Hope Kids Arizona is an organization we've been helping for a long time. And they provide activities for the children and their families. And so we will have this golf tournament in honor of them. And it will be at the Phoenician Golf Club, 30 a.m. shotgun start. We're currently looking for golfers, sponsors, silent auction items, gifts for the golfers, items for the prize bags, player prizes, raffle items, and volunteers to help us to ensure that we raise a significant amount of funding and awareness for Hope Kids Arizona and those they serve. So we're excited about these two events coming up. And then later in the year, on December 4th, we're going to have a charity golf tournament where we sponsor our heroes, including veterans, service members, first responders, police officers, nurses, and many other heroes in our community. And that event will be at the Biltmore Golf Club. So we're very, very excited about our plans this year.
Yeah, that's a lot going on, and it's a lot to put all of this together for anybody who's never done it before and they just gone to an event, just the planning, the coordinating, of something that you would think, oh, well, it's actually at a restaurant. How big of a deal is that? No. The promotion, the coordinating, the planning, it takes a lot of effort, a lot of hands-on, a lot of working together, collaborating. So anyone out there that wants to participate, like you said, if you want to volunteer, or if you have silent auction items, or if you've got information or little goodies that you want to put in the bag, all kinds of stuff. There is something for everybody who just wants to get involved. And I encourage everybody to at least do one thing with Jason's group. If you have never done it before, just pick one, even if it's something simple. Even if it's something where you're just sharing his social media posts, because that's the best, that's all you can give. That's fine. Just do one thing. You don't have to be here in Arizona either. You don't have to be here in Arizona to support him and the rest of the organizations. So, Jason, I know that you're really good about tagging me. I'm just really behind in social media. So just keep doing that, and I'll push it out as I can try to get caught up. And especially the golf thing. Send me something on that so I could try to get you some sponsors and some golfers and some other stuff. I'll put that on the site too, on the website, on the AZ Events page. So yeah, just shoot me that information. All right, good. Otherwise, everything's fine with you. I mean, you put in any time to just do something fun and social. I mean, you're always working.
No, I'm always working and focused on this foundation and giving back to the community. I'm not really having a social life lately, and and obviously, I'm taking the proper precautions during this lovely pandemic. And it's been a challenge, but I'm excited that we're still able to help and support these great causes, and I'm excited that I'm representing some amazing organizations in my career, and very blessed, very grateful every second, and that's why I truly want to give back a lot more than I receive in everything that I do. So, and it's been interesting though. So far, and I'm just, like I say, grateful to be healthy and able to help these organizations and help my clients and just be committed to helping my family and my friends that need me right now, very much so.
Yeah, well, you're a good guy, Jason, so keep up the great work. And I kind of asked you about that because we focused throughout the episodes last week on self-care and doing a little time out for yourself. So try to sneak in a little something, even if it's just, reading a book or doing something. Just make sure you do something for yourself. It'll be good for your peace of mind. So give you a website and anything else real quick, and then I will let you go on to the rest of your collaborating today.
So the Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation website is pmc.foundation, and you are more than welcome to reach me at jason@pmc.foundation or at 602-561-2348. We are always more than happy to collaborate with other organizations and consider other projects where we may be able to make a difference in the lives of others, as well as animals. And we are always open to, having other groups join us for our volunteer efforts. Like tonight, we're going to be at Youth for Troops, packing care packages for deployed service members. So if you would like information on our charities and those we serve, be more than happy to provide that to you at any time. Because we do volunteer almost every week for a local organization. We're always collecting supplies. And again, we're always putting on these fundraisers. So we welcome everyone out there to learn about us, participate with us, and support us. We would greatly appreciate any and all participation and support. And of course, a big thank you to you, Michelle, for your partnership and continued support.
Oh, you're welcome. If I had more manpower, I would do more, but we're working on it. We are working on that portion so we can do a lot more with you. So thanks for all your hard work, Jason. Make sure you do a couple minutes of self-care, just something for yourself, for your sanity, because we got to keep you healthy. We got to keep you sane so you can keep doing all the great work. So thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. And I will talk to you next month because we don't have anything else we need to support other than this week. So we are next month. Yeah, cool. Make sure you're on the schedule and we're good to go. Have a great week and good luck on the Texas Roadhouse this Thursday, mm-hmm. the 15th from 3 to 10. And we'll put that on the events page also. Cool. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. What a good guy. Hardworking, constantly doing things for the community. And again, they do so many different events and activities, and then they work directly with the nonprofit groups that are much smaller. So even if they're stuffing backpacks or something tomorrow, they're doing something. They're always doing something. So if you want to even volunteer, and there's so many different organizations you can choose from to get involved with. So we're at 12:35. I'm a little bit over. Marianne's going to stick with me for a little bit longer today because her topic, I don't even know where to begin. The amount of notes and bullet points and facts and stats, that's it's just pages and pages of it. It's I'll save it for when she comes on. But I just want to say a special thank you to our marketing partner, Women's Leadership Live. That's Debbie Saviano's group. We're going to be doing some amazing things with these special platinum partners is what we're calling them, the platinum partners. And then, of course, Big D, who is the Global Enlightenment Radio Network, where we're getting all of our big streaming numbers, our live numbers. So for the first 2 weeks of April, at iHeartRadio, okay, get this number, 572,441 live and downloads for the first 2 weeks of April on iHeartRadio. So I want to thank everyone who's been listening, and I encourage you to share this show, share this platform with all your friends. Tell them about it. Tell them to sign up for the newsletter. Tell them to subscribe. Tell them to listen. The more of us that are out here doing the heavy lifting, getting you the information to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community, we could save America. We could save ourselves. It's the powers and the numbers. You know, Don was even saying it. We all got to come together. We can do that. And along the way, like I said, we're going to help you grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference in your community. We're going to give you those take action steps, how to do all of that. Just go to the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. I cleaned up a lot of it, had to put it back together because remember, no daddy was not my friend for a whole week. So if you go to the take action tab, all kinds of great things on there for you to take action, even contact the politicians, sign the recalls for Arizona. Listen to past shows. You can listen to even the all-star segments. Marianne Mendoza is one of our all-stars. She's coming up next. Don was an all-star. Those are 9 shows. If you want to start your great awakening journey, just listen to episode 171. It's on the Take Action tab, or you just go to 171. You can listen to any of the episodes directly from most of the pages on the website, especially the homepage. And then I'll give you some ideas on what to do. And I'm telling you, last week, episode 196 and 197, and even 195, now that I listen to it again, but really 196, 187, talk about transformation for yourself and your business. Whoa. And that's just a come from me. All the guests, the partners were saying the same thing. And I've been just getting a lot of awesome feedback about it. So the information's here. It's all on this website. There's a Reopen America Resource Center. You got everything you can imagine is there. I'm going to save that for a little bit later. I'm going to play the commercial again. But check out the Partners and Patriots tab and the Take Action tab. Really, everybody needs to do one thing a day on that Take Action tab, even if it's signing a petition, sending an email to one of your elected elites. We've got to stop these guys. We've got to slow them down. There's just so much you can do. And it literally could just take a few minutes. But everybody needs to do something. And we're giving you all the ideas of what to do or even volunteer. And that's a little bit more effort. I get it. You don't have to be a precinct committee man like me and Marianne decided I could do that because we're going to do more. But you could just, you know, share one of Marianne's posts. There you go. That's what you can do. If you want something low effort, we got low effort. If you want to go bigger, you could go bigger. We'll give you all those options. So let me bring her on. We're going to go blow up this border. Well, should I say blow up? No, they're doing a good job of blowing up themselves, but not in a good way. So Marianne Mendoza, she's the founder of Angel Families and Angel Moms. They're a group of victims and families of victims of illegal alien crime. That's illegal alien crime in our country. And the numbers are just now off the charts. Audience, give her a round of applause. I love having you on the show, Marianne.
Well, I love being on the show.
I just wish we would be able to talk about other topics, but you are just so good at it, and especially the research that you're doing and the contacts you have and the information and the way you deliver it to the audience is it makes a difference, because when you're watching television, right, or you listen to some of these shows, and I encourage everyone, we say this all the time, just turn off the mainstream media, because it's gotten to the point where it went from propaganda to complete lies and like misinformation. And they're doing it pretty hardcore with this border, because they're saying, oh, it's a crisis. No, it is. It's actually a disaster. I had, and then I'll let you go talk, Mary. Marianne, I just wanted to give you in the audience this information. At my precinct committee man meeting on Thursday was Sheriff Mark Lamb, which I dropped your name. Of course, he knew you. So I was like, I was getting him for the show. And I'm like, I didn't know how much ammo I needed to use. But I'm like, Marianne's a partner. She's like one of our all-stars and my friend. He's like, oh, I know her. So I do what I can, because I just don't know what I need to pull out of my arsenal in order to get these bodies on the show. So, yes, I used you. But his face lit up when I said your name. And he was saying that it really is. It's a complete disaster. And it's already – and he's Pinal County, which is – we're one step away from here, Mayor Corruption County. That's like technically like Phoenix-ish. And he said the crime is up. The drug trapping is up. And this is the one that I want people to just get into their heads. They're like, oh, these people aren't that bad that are coming across. They're coming for asylum. No, they're not. You know, most of the people that are coming across that are adults, literally, I'm going to be blunt about it, they're rapists. That's what they're doing. They are raping and pillaging because they're doing it in the community once they get here, and they're doing it to people on the way up. One third of the women and the children are, they say sexual harassment or sexual abuse. It's not. I mean, why would they just touch something when they could do whatever they want? So I'm going to be blunt, because I want American people to pull the wool off their eyes, the mask off, and realize that's what's happening. These guys are bad hombres, right? And they are one third of women have reported they're getting raped, and they're getting raped now in these facilities. And you had mentioned that they're taking them out and dropping off at hotels and then doing like a turnaround and bringing them back. And it's happening in Pinal County. And I'll tell you this real quick, because I know that you can relate and you probably have some stories about it. He said he doesn't have the manpower to even begin to combat this, because he has one detective in his whole area, right? Precinct or whatever they would call it. His jurisdiction, say. County. Okay. Thank you. So, he's one detective, and they placed an ad because they were doing, sex trafficking or human, you know, they were doing sex trafficking, you know, just to you know, ferret out the pedophiles. And he said in 1 hour, they had 60 men. They said they were like a lonely 14-year-old girl. And in 1 hour, they had 60 men respond to it. So how are you supposed, one detective, 60 guys, and that's only in 1 hour? Yeah, he said it's just out of control.
In one county.
Yeah. One county in 1 hour. That's one ad. Yeah. And he said it's the worst it's ever been. And this is all about human and drug trafficking. He said it's all human and drug trafficking. So I just wanted to set the precedent for that, because I'm tired of people sugarcoating this and acting like, oh, it's, you know, they're being caught. This is being over here, or this is coddled or whatever. No. This is the worst that it's ever been. And it's all done on purpose. That's the part that this wasn't like, oh, luckily we took these laws away. Who knew this would happen? No, they want this to happen.
The small community of Sassabee, Arizona, they have a population of 800. And when Biden stopped the wall construction, the crime rate has risen so heavily in that community. The robberies, the assaults, the home break-ins, it's just unbelievable what's happening in that very small community in southern Arizona. But I took some time on Friday, and there's two hotels here in Arizona that the Biden administration was sending illegals to. And so I drove by the Sure Stay Best Western over in Phoenix on 32nd Street in Van Buren. The illegals hadn't started arriving at the time that I was there. I did a, you know, drive-through because it's all outside doors, but all the maid carts were out. They were definitely preparing the hotel for something. And then I went over to the Comfort Inn over in Ahwatukee at the I-10 and Chandler Boulevard. And it's tucked behind a Cracker Barrel and a La Quinta. It's a Comfort Inn. And as you drive down this long driveway to get to the hotel, there's barricades set up and security. And I said, what's going on? And they said, you can't come in here, ma'am. And I said, why? And they said, you can't come in here, ma'am. Have a nice evening. Have a nice evening. And I said, well, I want to know what's going on. And they said, you can go to endeavors.org and send any of your questions there. Well, I sent them an email as Angel Families Media, and, of course, I haven't heard back from them. But as I did some more research into endeavors.org, not only do they get United Way funding, but they are the actual company that got the $86 million contract from the Biden administration to put all these illegals in hotels. So there's going to be 200 of them in the Ahwatukee location, and there'll be 142 of them at 32nd Street in Van Buren. So here's my big question, and this is all on taxpayer funds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have a say over this. So where are they going to get the food, the personal items that they need as they stay here? Who's paying for all of that? This hotel in Ahwatukee. Yeah.
You and
me. This hotel in Ahwatukee is booked solid from April to September. So it's a six-month span that they are booking all these hotels that they're putting illegals in. And there will be no other guests in the hotels but these illegals. And one block away behind the Cracker Barrel as I was driving out of there, I noticed the movement in the bushes, and there's like a makeshift tent behind the bush. There's a homeless American couple with their dog living in the bushes less than a block away from this Comfort Inn that these illegals will be living in, an air-conditioned room, food provided for them, their rooms cleaned for them every day. This is what this Biden administration has forced us as American taxpayers to pay for. Yuma alone has taken in 1,460 unaccompanied minors this year alone. That's a huge uptick of what they've done before. Michigan received today for the first time 100 unaccompanied minors, Star Commonwealth. The shelter there has a capacity of 240. They will be provided clothing, toiletries, food, and accommodations. Donna, Texas received 375, and they're getting $1,500 or 1,500 more. Carrizo Springs in Texas got 952. They're expecting 440 more. Midland, Texas, 700. Dallas, Texas, 2,300. Lackland Air Force Base in Texas, 350. Fort Bliss, 5,000.
Oh my God.
Diego Convention Center, 1,450. The Expo Center in San Antonio got 2,100, and they have 300 medical beds. Houston's getting 500, and Pecos, Texas is getting 2,000. So we have two Air Force bases that, let me mind you, my dad was retired Air Force. My son is a current Army. He's at Fort Bliss, actually. And I tried to go on to Barksdale Air Force Base on a trip last fall because I wanted to just drive onto the base and see the home where I used to live in. I couldn't get on base unless I had an active military member with me. But we've got 350 illegals at Lackland Air Force Base and 5,000 of them at Fort Bliss. I mean, this is what this
administration. It's completely out of control. How many tens of thousands of homeless vets are there in this country? And you are spending. Mm-hmm. I just saw something. They don't provide
5,000 beds.
They don't provide for the veterans. No. Those guys are on the street. So today they were saying, I heard that they were. The cost of just the housing, and I'm assuming that the housing them includes the food because the number was it went way up from that 86. I think that's just the hotel room portion. So they're saying now it's $60 million a week to house the illegals. And you've got veterans on the street. You've got people living in bushes like you just saw behind there. And you have that.
Yeah.
And they said there's 78,000 illegals coming to the border a day.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is on a personal note, but we've got Angel Mom, Kathy Inman in Georgia. And, you know, her son was killed 20 years ago, and she's been in a wheelchair ever since from the horrific car accident that they were in. Her husband, Billy, died this June. It'll be 2 years ago. So she's been left to 24-hour care in her home. We've just been alerted by the family because Angel Mom's, you know, myself and Frank, we had gone there a year ago this past fall and remodeled her complete bathroom, did a huge 6x6 walk-in shower with a shower chair, a vanity that she could sit at and, you know, do her hair and get herself ready, replace flooring, got rid of all the carpet, and put vinyl plank flooring in her home so it's easier for her wheelchair, painted. I mean, we just really did a remodel on her home. And now, because Georgia doesn't offer any help to her financially for her care, and she may be losing her house because she may have to sell her house and be put into a nursing home. And I just talked to a gentleman there, D.A. King in Georgia, who does a lot of local political work there. There was a GoFundMe up for illegals that had gotten $747,000 within a matter of hours. And the GoFundMe for Kathy Inman got $100. I mean, this is so disgusting to me that Americans will open their wallets to the tune of $747,000 for a GoFundMe for illegals, but they won't open their wallets for a handicapped woman who is going to be losing her home, all because of an illegal smashing into their car and killing their son and putting her in a wheelchair the rest of her life. You know, this is the unfortunate thing, and I am going to be welcoming so many more angel families into our organization, and that's the last thing I want to do. I don't want to see another angel family, but May 12th, and I'm going to be on your show on that day, will be 7 years that my son was killed. And, you know, I've been fighting this for 7 years, and I was very hopeful during the Trump administration, but now I am just at my wit's end. I mean, it's sleepless nights. I'm worried, very worried about our country, these children who are coming over our border, what's going to happen to them, and the complete disregard of this administration for any laws that we have in place to protect Americans.
Yeah, laws to protect the Americans. That's the fact that you're – angel mom was in a she's in a wheelchair now, and the accident was caused by illegal alien, which killed her son, and she can't get any funding. She can't get any support from the government or from some of these NGOs, these nonprofit organizations that just fund whatever their agenda is, which is not helping the people. It's obviously getting the illegal aliens here and making sure that they are comfortable in a hotel. And then yours and my tax dollars are going to pay for these people to live in hotels and go to school. And she's in a wheelchair and she can't even get help.
No.
We talked about this when you were here last time.
And she needs 24-hour care at her.
Yeah, because she was in a car accident from an illegal alien who killed her son, and she's in a wheelchair 24/7. And she needs help. But yeah, she can't get any support. It's not like you could sue the illegal. I mean, what is it? He's no money. He's no money. God only knows where he is. Or he's probably here. Probably lives down the street from you or me. And you know, it's mind blowing. It's mind blowing. I don't even know what words to use to describe. And I think the American people, you know, when they hear it, they get angry. But then, of course, you know, our problem is people just don't do anything. So, like, what can I do?
What should I do?
But you know what? At this point, we need to. I keep saying this. Every day you have to do one something in a political action step. And unfortunately, everything is connected politically. And even if it's sending an email to an elected official, and if it's in your state grade, if it's not, pick one, doesn't matter. If you go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, you click the Take Action tab. If you're in Arizona, there's a special section for Arizona. All the politicians' information is there, and it's pretty detailed. Some of them you can just click a button, and it goes right to an automatic email. The phone numbers are there. And if you're anywhere in the nation, I have another website that's linked into this, so you can just search, and it's at every level for every politician. So you could start there. And a couple minutes a day, just, you know, send them an email or just do, because it, most people say, well, you know, that doesn't mean anything, or pick up the phone. But it actually does, because once they get that pushback, it does do something. But, I mean, our hands are tied as regular people, because the money's there. They got the $1.9 trillion to fuel the organizations, to pay for the hotels and the government contracts, and to get the bodies here, like through Catholic Charities and these other NGOs that are pretending that they're helping, but they're part of the human trafficking, part of getting the illegals here for voting purposes. And again, this is human trafficking. I want people to realize, and you're talking children, you're talking pedophiles amongst other sick stuff that people will be doing to those kids. So if anybody tells you that they're going to, you know, get into foster care or whatever, one big fat lie. It literally is
right.
Human trafficking and pedophilia amongst other things, depending on how awake you are, if you're listening, because you can read between the lines for those who actually know where I'm going with that. I'm just not going to bring it up for those who don't know about that stuff yet, because you couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
Some of these people, they're not ready for the truth. If they're still wearing their mask in the car by themselves, they're not really ready to hear what's going on. So, Marianne, I know that you're doing the lawsuit. You're doing the lawsuit.
So, I had a Zoom call with a sheriff, A.J. Louder, back from Texas, with the attorney here in Phoenix. And, you know, the sheriffs, different people in Texas were trying to figure out a way. But this attorney, you know, told A.J., Angel families have standing because we've been personally affected by open borders, and whereas the sheriff's department doesn't. And so they will get, you know, we're going to work in conjunction with many of the sheriff's association law enforcement to place amicus briefs along with our lawsuit to make it stronger, which is what Democrats do. You know, they had a ruling in the Supreme Court during Trump's administration that he was not allowed to do any executive orders to undo Obama's executive orders. But this is exactly what Biden is doing. And so this is what Angel Families is going to be, you know, bringing lawsuit against the Biden administration for, the Take Care Clause in the Constitution. And so if every, you know, Trump supporter, 74 million Trump supporters donated a dollar to angelfamilies.org on our website, we would have more than enough money to take this all the way to the Supreme Court. We would have money to help angel families like Kathy Inman. We would have the money to help for counseling and things that the government does not provide for angel families, but they do provide for illegals. We've got to come together as Americans and take care of the innocent American victims of these tragic illegal crimes that are committed against us, and they're only going to be rising this year. And so we've got to have funds available, not only to file lawsuits and stand up in our communities and our country for what is right, but we've got to have our American, you know, fellow American citizens supporting us. So go to our website, donate. If you can donate more than a dollar, God bless you. But if everybody listening would just donate a dollar, you know, and every patriot in the United States would donate a dollar, that's nothing. You know, it's skip your soda for today and help us get this lawsuit filed.
Yeah, because you can actually make some great headway with the angle that you're using with the amicus briefs and the something with the sheriffs. I know that there's a lot of power with the ability that the sheriffs have. So Sheriff Mark Lamb comes on, we're going to go into that in detail. I want to put a couple more statistics out there so people can stew and brew on it. So, you know, as of the end of last week, there was 19,000 kids held. They call them unaccompanied minors. They are just bait. They are cogs, and they're not the cogs, because the cog is unnecessary. They need these kids, so they are the commodity, right? And for the kids that are
in custody, if 500 or 5,000 of them disappear, who's going to care?
They don't.
Who's
that's why
care?
They're doing it. They don't even.
We don't
know
even know who they are.
They have no idea. Yeah. It's not like they came with papers. Some of them just have like their number written on them and their arm in the Sharpie. It's costing $775 a day for each child that's in custody. That's $775. Your angel mom is getting zero, and Manuel is getting $775 a day, and he's four. So I'm not understanding that. He doesn't live here. He's not a citizen. Parents are not citizens. He's getting $775 a day. And let's see here, another one for people to digest as they're putting things into perspective, because obviously the information is not angering enough people. You have to get pissed, people. You have to get pissed in order to make a change, to do something, because getting mad's not enough. Getting sad doesn't cut it. So you have to get pissed. So I'm going to tell you this one too. In March,
and take action. Get pissed. And
you
take
have to
action.
Take action. You have to get pissed, and then you have to take action. So in March, there was 172,000 were caught at the border. There was a 71% increase. And then Mark Morgan, who used to be the Customs and Border Patrol. You probably met him before, Marianne. Mm-hmm. He said this time last year, there was less than 800 illegal aliens in custody. 800 were in custody. And now we have 19,000 just kids. And when I say kids, everybody's not like four or five. 75% of them are ages 15 to 17. So you've got 75% of that number of 19,000. You know, okay. Okay. How about this, everybody? For the oldest of you who are men, 15 to 17 years old, if you're not if you're not school, or even if you are in school, where is your head 24/7? What are you thinking about? You're not reading books, right? So you have a very large portion of, you have 75% of 19,000 of raging hormones with vulnerable little girls all stuck in a big room together. So when I say the word racist,
you know what?
I want it to penetrate. I didn't mean to say penetrate, but I want people to realize they're not playing cards or tiddlywinks in these centers or on their trek up. They're getting raped, people.
And a lot of these Central American men, they're smaller in stature, you know, and so some of them that are in their 20s are claiming they're 16 or 17 years old, and they're in these detention centers with children.
Yeah, that's the pedophile. That's the human trafficking, the sex trafficking.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, most of the girls, they come up here. So I want people to understand, because what you're seeing on TV is just even the ones that are telling you as much as they can of the truth, from what I've been told, it's just the tip of the iceberg how bad it is. And they come up here already either taken birth control, or they have whatever type of birth control, or the pill after, whatever they have nowadays. And these kids are what? Like 8, 10, 12? Yeah.
Yeah. There was a teenage girl that was interviewed, and she had lost her voice. Her voice was very raspy, and they were asking her, why is her voice like that? She had lost her voice, actually, from screaming when she was gang raped on her way up there. 16 years old. Yeah. Yeah. This is not a humanitarian project that the Biden administration has taken on. It's out of their control. They are overwhelmed. They don't know what the hell they're doing. And you've got Kamala Harris, who's been put in charge of all of this, and she just keeps laughing, cackling like a hyena when she's asked, when are you going to the border? Well, not today, because guess what? They really don't care about these children, these people, Americans. They don't care about any of us, none of us.
Yeah, you're exactly spot on. They don't care. They don't care about the people coming across. They actually want them here. They want it to be as ugly as possible, because they don't care. And everybody of their friends, you know, like I said, the NGOs, the government contracts, those people are all connected. And they're all getting money. Remember, all the bills are just ends up, they're just money laundering schemes. So the money gets from you and my tax dollars to all their little friends to launch nuclear agendas in the trillions of dollars of manpower behind expediting and facilitating things like the border. And they don't care. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about this country. And we need to do something. So if you can support Marianne, her organization for the lawsuit, that would be awesome. Angelfamilies.org, correct?
Yes.
Right. And it's on our website too. I have it on our nonprofit page, but I'm going to just finish that up a little bit, make it look better under the Reopen America Resource Center. And I'm going to put it under the Take Action tab, so that way people can find it very easily. But it's just, this is completely out of control. And anybody that doesn't see that, doesn't see the agenda, I don't know what else to say to wake people up. I don't care if you are a diehard Democrat. I don't know how you could support something like this. I don't know how you could not see through this administration or this regime and all the people. And the right is just as bad. They're part of this. Remember, I always say it's demon rats and the Republicans. They're part of this, right? They're all part of it. So there's nobody there. I mean, there's maybe a handful that are, who knows, somewhat I don't want to say innocent, but not as deep rooted in it. But right. The people that are in charge, the ones that actually can sign on the dotted line at that point, are the Biden regime, and they could easily fix this by doing the putting what they dismantled of the Trump administration back in there. And then, of course, you know, what do you do with all the bodies
well, and
that
you know,
are here?
This is a billion dollar, multi-billion dollar industry for the cartel. They already run Mexico. And if you don't think they will be using these funds that they're making, these billions of dollars, to further arm themselves, you know, at a time when our government is trying to disarm us, this violence spills over the border into southern Arizona and into Texas. But more so in southern Arizona because, I mean, we've got cartel 60 miles into Arizona from the border. You know, Sheriff Lamb deals with that all the time. They have them up in the mountains. And it's a pretty scary thought to think billions and billions of dollars in the hands of the cartel, who also deal with China folks to get fentanyl to Mexico mm-hmm. in order to pour mm-hmm. over our borders. So this is another thing that you need to look at. The Biden administration is actually aiding and abetting a terrorist organization to take our country down. That's
yeah,
it in a nutshell.
The cartels are making $15 million a day off the human trafficking and getting the bodies here and
yep.
selling the bodies. So, this is really bad. And then the crime is coming to a neighborhood near you, and so are the drugs. So that is inevitable. And it doesn't matter where you are because they're shipping them on buses. They're putting them on airplanes, right? They're putting them on airplanes. And they are spreading them
right.
all over the country. So there is no place to hide except the neighborhoods of the people who are in office. Other than that, they're coming. They're coming to you, and it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty,
no.
people. All right, Marianne, it's 106. I think you and I have trying to create some awakeness and awareness. And when you come back on, we'll just add zeros to these numbers because they're just going to grow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for your partnership, Michelle.
And you're welcome.
The next time I'm on, which will be May 12th, will be my son's anniversary. And I want to kind of do like a little tribute to him.
Do you have any, does he have a song or something you want me to play during the segment or?
Yes, I'll send it
like
to
that?
You.
Yeah, send it to me.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is what I'm going to do. I was supposed to start it this week. It's just that with me going out of town to Tulsa and getting organized for all that, I haven't. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get the show back on the rails. Obviously, we've been off just because there's just too much going on. That 7 minutes isn't enough, all right? And the guests have just been – you guys have been amazing for March and April, just the content. It's just can't stop you. Can't stop you now. So what I'm
going to
do
You're
is,
going to Tulsa?
Yeah. Oh, I've got VIP media. I am going to be going to dinner with the entire speaking crew on Thursday night. Yeah.
Yeah, I have VIP tickets too, and I'm just kind of like wavering back and forth because I have a border trip coming up, and I just don't know how that's going to be beneficial to me in Tulsa. I'm just trying to figure out my schedule.
Well, it probably won't be. It's more... you know, to meet, greet, and hear some great, amazing
yeah.
people. But as far as what you are
yeah.
trying to accomplish, yeah,
yeah.
it, you'll just get more fired up because they'll be talking about the border. But
yeah,
if you do go, if you decide you're going to change my mind, just call me and let me know. But yeah, I'm leaving
yeah.
Thursday morning and I'm coming back Sunday night. But what I was saying is the new format that I'm going to roll out is I'm going to keep it tight, do what I'm supposed to do on the show, right? Keep it up till 1 o'clock and then have somebody come in back from the show and piggyback with me for like, you know, ride shotgun basically for 10, 15 minutes. And we could just talk about current events, different topics, things like that. So plan on the 12th, if you're up for it, depending on when you are on, we're going to keep it to the 7. You could jump back on at the 1 and ride shotgun with me for 15,
okay.
20 minutes, 30 minutes, and we'll take it to the 1:30 mark. So I'll shoot you an email,
okay.
but I figured
sounds
I might as well
Michelle.
Give you a heads up and plug my new format that I just kind of made up in my head.
Good.
But
I hope you have
fun.
A wonderful time in Tulsa.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I will, I'm going to be hopefully doing a live broadcast and then sharing lots of information, getting new partners on board, getting guests, and I will keep everybody updated. And I'll do whatever contacts I can make to help everybody else out. Of course, that's what I'm going to be doing, is bringing all these parties together. So we'll see what happens. They will also make some real amazing magic happen for everybody. It'll benefit everybody on this platform. So thank you, Mary Ann. Keep on the hotel drive-bys and let us know what's going on. I can only imagine how this is.
I'm
going to
be going back by and hopefully get some more footage. So Channel 3 and Channel 5 were there, and they told me they weren't allowed on the premises either. They were doing a segment from outside of the grounds of the hotel. So it was pretty interesting, but I am going to go back this week and get more.
Yeah, send it to Bannon and go back on the war room. He'd eat that stuff up because that's real footage.
I'm in contact with him. I'm going to be getting him stuff. Yeah.
Good.
All right.
Good.
Take care, sweetie. Love you. Thank you for your
love
partnership.
Love you too. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good week. Bye. Oh, man. Sorry. I went off on my patriotic soapboxes twice during that show, but you know, I've never seen anything like this in my life. I don't think anyone has seen anything like this in their lifetime. All right. So we're going to do this. We are at 110. I was going to open it up for listener questions. Yeah, why not? All right. If there's anybody who wants a call, have any questions, comment, don't say anything nasty. I don't want to hear any trolls or anything like that. So if something constructive that you want to discuss, I'm cool with that. But if you're going to just be like a stupid ass, don't bother, because nobody needs that in their life. So with that being said, anybody wants to call in, got a question, comment, feel free. It's 646-668-2537, 646-668-2537. And I figured once I get back from Tulsa, I will have the show back on track. But I know it's not going to happen before then, so I'm not going to try to mention that for tomorrow. Before we talk about coronavirus, I'm just going to throw out some information for you. We're at 111. I want to remind everyone, I did do a lot of work on the website. Obviously, there's tons of information on there, right? Take action items, all the shows, all the guest information, their shows that they have on their own, people that aren't even our partners yet that I'm doing my friendly stalking to get them on. Their shows are on there. So those are other great shows that you should be listening to, on videos to watch. All of that information is on there. I'm just trying to make it much easier to flow, and everything connects. So the Reopen America Resource Center connects to the Take Action tab, to the Partners and Patriots tabs, all the episodes. So everything is there. Everything is there that you can imagine. So please start checking it out. EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com. I've played a little bit around with the marketplace. I had to kick off Amazon because they are bad. They are bad hombres. They do bad things. And they are they're the number 2 employer in the country. They were assumed to be number 1, which that's what happens when you take out small businesses and even some of these big box stores. So part of the political propaganda plandemic. So check out the marketplace. Just go to the marketplace tab that's on the website. And again, it is set up so that 2 to 20% of your total purchase is donated to our nonprofit partners. Jason and the Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation is one of them. And it's supporting vets, pets, and kids. So we've got 57. I think there's even more, but I just say 57. Well-known websites and brands, all kinds of fun stuff that's on there. So instead of going directly to their websites, go to ours, click on it, buy. Usually there's a discount. Like I went and bought business cards. I made them. There's actually free graphic designers that you can talk to and chat with to help you with the business cards through Zazzle. They gave me, I got a 40% discount, got 100 business cards, high gloss, real hard, front and back, full color. And it was like $15 and some odd cents. And I've ordered them before and they're really strong, thick quality. So they donate 7% of your total purchase. Yeah. So check out the website. There's amazing. Mike Adams, the Health Arranger store, 2.5% he donates. That's all kinds of healthy living products and preparedness foods. Suzanne Summers, where I get my zinc and vitamin D3 supplements. She offers a 15% discount. She donates 4%. She's got tons and tons of stuff. I mean, everybody knows who that is, right? Thymaster, that's under my desk that I should use right now while I'm talking about her. I'm going to try to get her on the show. But her products are unbelievable. I mean, I got to look it up. I think she's late 70s, 80. battled breast cancer, never did the chemo, cured herself. I think she won like $40, something great. So yeah, if you're talking about health, you want to listen to people like that. What else do we've got on there? Constant Contacts, if you want some business. Namecheap to Reserve websites, Fiverr, Podia, Omaha Steaks, Skinny Girl, Bethany Frankel. Oh, we should get her on the show. That'd be an interesting conversation, huh? You want some patriotic paraphernalia? You got American flags, all kinds of other patriotic paraphernalia. So there's a ton and ton and ton of different companies. So check it out, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Check the marketplace tab, and we can start generating some money for nonprofits. Click buy and make a difference. Click buy, make a difference. So that way we can leverage our money, right? Leverage our money. We are, as we were talking before with Don, our choices and buying decisions, choices and buying decisions. Who are the companies that you're supporting? Are you supporting companies that hate you? The 200 that signed that letter that said, we want you to move the baseball game, or we don't like your voter ID laws because we require ID, but you don't need ID to vote. No, they just want it easier to cheat people. It has nothing to do with voter integrity. It's actually voter non-integrity, destruction, just like they did in the election of 2020. Complete disaster, like the border. See, this is what they do. They come in and they ruin everything. They ruin everything, which now affects all of our lives. Yeah. And this time it comes with trillions of dollars of funding to support it. So let's talk coronavirus. I'm going to end it at 1:30 today. Just because there's a lot of stuff that I got to do. I got to prep, and I'm still doing a show Wednesday. So Friday show, I'm going to try to do it at noon, which I'll be in Central Time. So 10, but I have no idea because I'm not sure what's going on. So worst case scenario, if it's not live, you could listen to it on demand, but there'll be something, even if it's just Michelle Winder and I. Michelle Winder was on episode 165. She's great. She was also in another one. I can't think of off the top of my head, but we talked for a while yesterday. We might just jump on the air and do a show depending on who we get and who we run across. We're just going to wing it and play it by ear. It's going to be an amazing, amazing trip. Again, I'm going to put all the websites for all the live streams on the very top of the website, so that way you can click on them. And I don't know where the links are. They're probably not live yet. I'm just going to get you to the website. It's up to you guys to figure out where it is on the website. So I'm just going to get you to the website, because once I do it, I'm not going to have time to go find out if there's a link for a feed or whatever. If it's available now, I will do it. But you're going to have to do that on your own. Big girl pants, big boy pants, common sense cops. I think you guys, you can handle that. You're a pretty sharp crew, pretty sharp crew. All right, so let's set the precedent here. We're at 117. I want you to listen to three different snippets from an interview with Pam Popper that I listened to yesterday. And she is the founder of MakeAmericansFreeAgain.com. We're going to get her on the show. And that's not all she does. She has a full-on like company for, I don't know, like 30 years or something. It's all about health and research and information and facts, you know, like the science that all these liars are telling you about. So I want you to listen to these three sound bites. But what I want you to keep in mind is you have to literally put on your common sense cap, because we've all not had it on since this started. Okay. All right, I might go a little bit longer today, but it's going to cut off at 1:30 for the live feed because I was trying to force myself to do it. But I just have this information. I have so much information that I want to share with you guys. Okay, so in the beginning, I get it, right? We talked about this the other day with Deborah Peters on episode 195 when we talked about her course, The Science of Propaganda, Science of Propaganda. And she said basically she's been teaching that for 20 years. And what has transpired with the media, between the politicians, the political elite, the elected elite, and the media and the big corporations, the bigs, remember the 11 bigs, that they all colluded together for this political propaganda plandemic. She said it literally, it's like a case study. She said it's just playing out exactly as how she teaches the science of propaganda in her course that she's been teaching for 20 some years. That's a great episode too. Episode 195. So last week, 195, 196, 197. Whoa. But she jumps on a little bit before one and we ride the show out together for like 40 minutes, but it's really great. We're going to do a special segment about the science of propaganda. So you can really maybe understand more of this brainwashing, this disinformation campaign, misinformation, misleading, complete literal lies, because we already know that the models they used were totally incorrect. Then they manipulated the PCR testing to make you think you had it and you didn't have it. The masks, which we blew the lid off of that. I'm just going to recap it right now, and then I'm going to go into the specifics. And the mask, they made that up, why you need it, with the asymptomatic people. We talked about that the other day. And then, of course, this fact that it's been planned, that there's agendas. And that is actually, they did a dry run in 2019 with John Hopkins and the Rockefeller and Bill Gates. So, yes, this was all planned. So part of it is the election, right? They had to get Trump out. They had to take back power. They had to make all the changes, unconstitutional changes, so they could cheat and blame the pandemic, political propaganda pandemic, so they could send out 100 million, I believe it was 100 million ballots. And that's not even the machine manipulation. All right, that's just the paper side of stuff. So they needed to do that. And they needed to see how far they could push the American people, and then, of course, the world, but let's just focus on the United States, how far they could push the American people. How long would it take us to cave? How long would we keep doing it? And from my resources, primarily Michelle Winder and her contacts, and she's Unredacted Truths. She has her daily show at 5 p.m. on her Facebook channel. You just go to episode 165 and you'll get it. So go to episode 165, listen to that episode. She gives you a good overview of her show. Her sources said that they couldn't believe how easy it was to get the American people to do the 15 days to slow the spread, which is now today on day 392. She said they couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe that everybody caved in and just said, okay, fine, we'll close our business, we'll close our church, we'll close the school, we'll put on a mask, we'll social distance, no problem. Yeah, they said they had no idea it was going to be that easy. They thought there would be a little, they thought the other countries, they'd cave a little bit more. But they said, no, the Americans are going to fight back. They're not that gullible. They're not that stupid. Oh, we did. We just said, basically just lay down and said, sure, whatever, that's cool. We'll just shut the business down for 2 weeks. Yeah, look what happened. 400,000 small businesses closed permanently. Cities have been permanently altered with demographics and states. And the kids are still out of school. Oh, except if you're an illegal. They're sending you over to San Diego and you can get in school learning. Teachers are actually doing in school learning for the illegals that are coming here, the illegals that are in school. But the San Diego school system is still doing what they call remote learning. Remote learning means you're not in school. That's not school. That's not school. In-person learning and remote learning. See, they had all these words ready to go because this was planned. So they had all this. They had it ready to go. Just like the quote-unquote vaccine. They had that. They had it ready to go. They've been waiting for an excuse to get it into your body because it's not a vaccine, right? We already know that. It's not a vaccine. It is not a vaccine. It is mRNA technology. An operating device. It's a tracking device. It has fetal tissue from dead babies. It's not been tested on humans before. The people who are taking it now are the test. It's not approved by the FDA. It's under an emergency approval. That's the only reason they were able to get this delivery system, which that's what this is. It's a delivery system to get what's inside of the syringe, which is nanotechnology. Fetal baby, the dead fetal. Dead fetal baby tissues. It's the least of your concern of what's in your body at this point. They can manipulate your data. I mean, your RNA or your DNA rather. They can actually do that now. They can manipulate your DNA. They can change it. They can alter it. And they're not going to alter it in a good way. Before I jump into that, and I've got so much stuff in front of me. I'm going to play the sound bites from Pam Popper, so you can hear that. And then I'm going to throw some facts at you. And I need you to take your mask and burn it, throw it in the garbage. Do not take the vaccine. Do not take the vaccine. I'm not a doctor. I'm just relaying information. I'm giving you facts. You can do your own research, obviously. You can go to our website and look at the information on the coronavirus or the COVID facts tab. You can listen to any of these shows. You can listen to any of the experts that we're telling you to go watch their videos. Or you can just pay attention to everybody that's dying that is has taken the vaccine, or the fact that they keep shutting down the vaccine dispensary locations because of complications. J&J, there's another one in Florida or Colorado. Some amazing videos. I'm going to tell you those real quick, and I'm going to put them on a website. I'm not going to put the video on there. I'm just going to put like a link to theirs on Rumble. So as we know, his shows on the 7th, the 9th, and the 11th, unbelievable. The best I've ever seen him do. So that's JT. I highly recommend you watching those. Corona, and it is kind of current events. Really amazing, amazing information that you need to know. You need to know. The vaccine passport, that's what this was more so about than the election, the passport. I didn't get a chance to Naomi Wolf, total progressive, right? Like her and I would not agree on anything. But she even said, this is something that we need to fight against together, left, right, middle, the American people, not the powers that be. They have no use for us, and there's really no point in doing anything with them because they could care less. She said, because if this is implemented, then we won't be able to have conversations where we disagree with each other, because it's that social credit system for everything. Plus, if they could track you, and then they could change things. You know, if you want some good episodes about what this vaccine, which is not a vaccine, right? It's a fake vaccine, is all about, and what they're already saying is going to be the longer term effects of it. Mike Adams shows anything from last week. Just read the headlines or the titles and pick and choose. And he is on our must listen to page, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. If you go to Partners and Patriots tab, it's must listen to shows. He's at the top. It's War Room, then my buddy Joe Piscopo, and then you've got Mike Adams. So click on that. It's also on the Take Action tab. Listen to Mike Adams, and you will get an earful, and you will go, oh, my God. Yeah, oh, my God. All right, so I'm going to play the first one about the models that set the foundation for this saying that we're going to have all these deaths. Now, keep in mind, that's 127. Eeks. Keep in mind, the death rate for the flu is higher than the death rate for coronavirus. Coronavirus is a form of the flu. It's a different strain, okay? And we could talk a little bit about the deaths, but for right now, I want you to focus on the foundation of where it came from. Oh, you know, this is my favorite. I'm going to give you this one real quick. I don't mean to be all over the place, but I started putting all this together in some sort of a format. And then I just ran out of time because there's too much information. And then of course I did the audios, and then next thing you know, there's not enough time in the day. Perspective. 2019 to 2020, flu cases, 38 million, which is kind of the average. 2020 to 2021, 2020 to 2021, 1,822 flu cases. The flu did not go away, people. They just called the coronavirus, or they just called the flu the coronavirus. A, for manipulation. B, scare people, because this is a big fear-mongering push, right? Pushing fear porn. And they also did it because they got money by having people have coronavirus when they died. Because remember, it's corona, you died with corona or died from corona. Only 6% of the deaths died from the coronavirus. It's a 99.98% survival rate. And there are alternative treatments if you want to use it preventively or if you want to do it once you actually have the coronavirus. And just because you have a test, you don't know what the PCR test number was to, oh, and by the way, we're losing the live feed and I was going to extend it, but I was trying to behave myself and just get off at 1:30. But anyway, let me get these things out there so that way you can get the facts. So between the border and this, I hope that you're pissed that your whole life and people's lives that you know were completely uprooted and disrupted, literally for no reason. So jump back in. This will be on demand here shortly once I finish. You can always catch that. All right, so I gave you the flu cases. I gave you that. Oh, this is what I want you to keep in mind, too, with the cases, with the numbers. So the CDC inflated the COVID deaths by 1,600% through the election. Okay. So they changed the guidelines on March 24th, 2020, on how they calculate the their guidelines, right? So the way that they've been doing with diagnosis, I don't know the details. I'm just reading directly from the CDC or an article from a reputable source. So for example, prior to March 24th, if you took the number of deaths that they used using their guidelines for the past 17 years, there was 9,684 deaths. So magically on the 24th, they changed the guidelines because they needed to make this a bigger deal. They needed to make this a pandemic. They needed to scare people to push everything to be shut down, to be able to just close businesses, take control, see what they could get away with, get money into the system for themselves and their friends. And then they could implement the vaccines. They can implement the control. They can make a bunch of money. I mean, big box and all the rest of them, they all became like huge billionaires as everybody else is out of business. And then they can take the election and do the fraud. And then they could go ahead and get these vaccine passports, literally part of a plan. Now, believe me, it is in writing. It is in videos. It is in documents that we're going back to 2010. And it's all documented. It is the event 201 was the simulation for the pandemic in 2019 with, like I mentioned, Gates and John Hopkins. It was a coronavirus preparedness conference. Come on. I mean, really? Like they needed to do that? No, they were doing a dry run to plan it out. Operation Lockstep 2010, is that Rockefeller? It's like full on papers and videos. Don't forget Anthony Fauci said that Trump will deal with a pandemic during his presidency. All planned, all blown out of proportion. Yeah. While you lost your business, and you were homeschooling your kid, and unnecessarily. All right, I'm going to play these sound bites. Here is the models. This is Pam Popper. She's talking about the models that were created.
The fear-creating COVID-19 models were created by the Abdul Latif Jameel Institute and specifically Neil Ferguson. They said 2.2 million people would die. They used it as justification. They used the models as justification to recommend shutting down our country, they being Dr. Fauci, they being Deborah Birx, they being the Coronavirus Task Force. What are your thoughts on the COVID-19 models that said that 2.2 million Americans could die from COVID-19?
Well, they were completely wrong, but what has astounded me, and I wrote about this in the book, is that Neil Ferguson has never made a correct prediction.
Right.
And over the years, they got wilder and wilder. And so, I don't know, Mr. Fauci and Mrs. Birx must have a different way of hiring people than we do. We do this crazy thing at Wellness Forum Health called checking people's backgrounds before we put them on the payroll. I know that's crazy talk, but had they done that, they would have known that Ferguson's never been right about anything.
Yeah, so that set the precedent for everything. Now, she's also the author of COVID Operation, What Happened, Why, and What's Next. Going to get her on the show. So the second thing that happened, right? So they set the precedent. Everyone's going to die. The second was the manipulation of the PCR tests. So, and for those of you who are familiar, that's Clay Clark, our buddy, our all-star partner, who's hosting the event that I'll be at on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and Sunday. Episode 126 is the coronavirus episode with an incredible blog that we put together. You might want to listen to that. And then he does talk a little bit more about the events and this whole political propaganda pandemic on episode 191, his all-star episodes. Here's PCR tests, Pam and Clay.
Well, they're not tests. That's the first thing. Carrie Mullis won the Nobel Prize for developing a PCR as a lab amplification tool. So let's say you and I are lab researchers and we've got a piece of DNA that we think is interesting from something and we want to examine it, but there's not enough of it. So you, the cycles is how big you blow the thing up. And Carrie Mullis actually said you should never use it for diagnostic purposes because you can blow something up like a billion-fold using PCR technology, so you can find anything in anybody. He actually said that. Those are direct quotes, okay? So it's not a test. It's a lab amplification tool. And what I found amazing when I started looking into this is that Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center, it was either 2006 or 7, I can't remember, but they used this inappropriate lab tool as a testing mechanism when they thought they were having a whooping cough breakout. And the efficacy rate was 0%. You heard that correctly. 0% accuracy rate.
Whoa.
Zero. So why would we be using that right now?
And the gentleman that she mentioned who created the test, which is not a test, right? And he said, don't use this for this type of coronavirus, because coronavirus is the flu family, right? He is not a fan of Fauci or Fraudchi. He's not a fan of Fraudchi. Pam said she doesn't call him doctor anymore because he doesn't deserve the title. And he hasn't seen a patient in like 50 years. So we're not using that anymore. We're just calling him Fraudchi or Anthony Fraudchi. And after he had said some things about not using this test for this type of, or let's using the word test loosely, because you already heard what she said about it, he died. And he wasn't an old person. He's a young guy, you know, probably 40, 50, 60, somewhere in there. So within a couple, like a month, 2 months of saying all that, he just all of a sudden died. You know, probably what, heart attack? Yeah, that's what they always say. Oh, yeah, heart attack. Or an aneurysm. Nope. Like the leader of the country, remember? I got to look up what country it was. He's the one that pushed back right from the start and said, I don't believe any of you people. I sent in the test for the goat. I sent in the test for the kumquat or whatever fruit it was. Came back positive. And the other guy, he did the test right there in front of his whole parliament or his, you know, whatever they call the government in that country. They did it on a can of Coke, and the Coke came back with Corona. So that guy who was running that country, he died. And I use the word loosely died. Hopefully they shuffled him off somewhere so he's safe. But yeah, he was pushing back right from the beginning, the only person that pushed back. And all of a sudden, last month, poof, he's gone. Poof, he's gone. All right, so here is number three with Clay and Pam. They're talking about the plandemic, that it was planned. I gave you some information about the conference, the Rockefeller, and the names. So we've established, yes, that is planned. So take a listen to this.
A lot of people don't know about the agenda. They don't know about the book called COVID-19, The Great Reset, written by Klaus Schwab. That's Klaus Schwab. He's not a fun person, but it makes it sound more fun if you say it that way. But Klaus Schwab is the head of the World Economic Forum. He wrote a book called COVID-19, The Great Reset, which calls for quarantines, strict curfews, globalism, the removal of private property, the fundamental changing of the way that we live, the killing of capitalism. What are your thoughts on COVID-19, The Great Reset, the agenda of Klaus Schwab, George Soros, and Bill Gates?
Well, I'm not signing up for it. That's the first thing I want to say. I don't like that program. Mm. But the most important thing to focus on is the fact that this was a planned event. And I've seen some documents that go back, you know, to like 2010 that really show that this was quite intentional. And the whole idea was to, they're into population depopulation. They want fewer people on the planet. They want to instill a form of communism as a world government rather than all of us living in the country of our choice and different governments for different countries. They want everybody to be reliant on the state. They want everybody to have to get a vaccination.
So, yes, keep that in mind. That it was the basis. Those three give you the foundation for what transpired starting in March that came out of their mouths. As we are on day, let me get it here. Day 392 of 15 days to slow the spread. Day 392 of 15 days to slow the spread. So I need to keep that common sense cap on, and we're just going to do a couple little analogies, and then we're going to wrap it up. So I got to go. All right. Where is the one I wanted to tell you? And I've said these before, but I'm just going to say it again. Okay. So we all know that the fibers in the masks, those blue and white ones, they're treated with toxic chemicals, which causes coughing, wheezing, nausea, and burning sensation in the eyes, nose, and throat. And 85% of those masks are made in China. So that's when I say the dirty masks make you sick. You might not be getting sick today, but if you're breathing toxic chemicals, it's just a matter of time. You don't need that in your system. Now, the other thing that I think is very important, this mask propaganda. Remember, we talked about this the other day. They said they wanted you to wear a mask so you don't pass this highly contagious and deadly disease that can live on your shoe for 6 months, but you need a test to tell if you have it, and you can have it, but you don't even know it, and you have no symptoms, but you have it, so now you're called asymptomatic. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, and I've been saying that for months, and I've said that to doctors or at least really smart people that have done deep dives into this, and they agree with me. Thing. Said it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense. I know that when I have a little bit of a cold, little scratch in my throat, I can feel it. No, you're telling me something so deadly, literally. Remember when they said it could live on your shoe for like 6 months? But you need a test to tell you if you have it. Back to the PCR test. You spin that thing so that anything will come up. You didn't have it. They needed you to think you had it. Back to the masks. Again, this is where it came from. There was one woman who apparently gave the Wuhan virus to 16 of her coworkers, but she didn't have any symptoms. So this is when the political propaganda pandemic ministry of truth, Anthony Fauci and the others who spew out lies, came up with using this, yes, using that, as a theory that people with no symptoms could pass the virus to healthy people, and the healthy people needed to wear masks to prevent the transmission. Because that's what they've said. The reason why you wear a mask is because you might have it, you don't have any symptoms, and you're looking out for your fellow man, and you don't want to give it to them. That's not how it works. It's not how it works. So I've even heard people say, well, I have the mask on to protect myself. No, they didn't even pitch you that one because they knew that one was just, that would never fly. Like that one, they're like, oh, but we'll try the other one. Because they went for the whole shutdown. So we can't say if you wear it, it prevents you, because then if somebody does get it, they could say, well, I've been wearing a mask, and we already have tests that show that that doesn't work. So let's try, because, you know, they're in a room together. They're planning this out. Remember I said it was like a bad movie script. They pitched it all over Hollywood, and everybody said, no one's going to believe this. No one's even going to go pay to see this. This is the most ridiculous thing. Like, no, Americans aren't this dumb. This is not going to work. I did. So they said, you know what? The hell with it. If we can't get any money to make this a movie, because we want to make lots of money. That's all we care about is money and control and everything else, right? Then let's try it for real. See if we could do it. And then all of a sudden, it worked. And they're like, oh, my God, I can't believe it was this easy. This is insane. Let's keep going. That's what happened. Yeah. Because this is that ridiculous. That ridiculous. All right. So then they told you that you needed to protect others. So you needed to wear the mask. Okay. That doesn't make any sense. And you know that the size of the particles, and this is any particle, for a bacteria or for a virus, they're so small, and the holes in the masks are so big. And I use the analogy, it's like trying to stop a mosquito with a chain link fence. It's just going to go right through it. So the mask don't prevent you from giving it to anyone else. It just allows you to breathe in your own carbon dioxide. and all the different things that come out of your body that are expelling, that are bad for you, are going back into your body, in addition to the toxic materials of the mask. But it's more, like I said, a symbolism of control and tyranny, that you're hiding your face and you're listening to somebody and you're succumbing. You're like a slave. You're like a slave. That's what you are if you're wearing a mask, because it doesn't help you from a health standpoint. There's no clinical studies. There's no peer reviews. They don't even have any science to it, because it doesn't even make sense. Just use your brain. Use your brain. Perfect example. I can go through so many examples, but it was funny when I was listening to replay that I did with Fitz Kohler, and she was saying she went to Vegas and they said, you have to wear your mask. There's only three times that you can take your mask down: if you're eating, you're drinking, or you're smoking. Literally, that was their rules in Vegas. So if you're smoking, it's okay to not have your mask on. And this is supposed to be a breathing, lung, respiratory type of thing. But it's okay to smoke. So you can take your mask off to smoke. You see what I mean? It doesn't even make any sense. And people aren't paying attention still. I mean, there's no reason any business is not open. There's no reason. No schools are all the schools should all be back in session. There isn't a problem. You don't need a vaccine. You don't need a vaccine with a 99.98% success survival rate. And you have alternative therapies that either you could take them as preventative, or you could take them if you do get it. If you do get it. But how many people were actually had it? And it was just, you know, different form of the flu. You got your HCQ, your ivermectin, and your budesonide, and you can get all that online. If you go to the Take Action tab, you can see the link. There'll be the video that Dr. Simone gives a great overview at a big conference. Underneath that is their sign their petition for their health petition. It'll get you to their website. There is a telemed company that they work with. And I can get you that. I'm going to add it to the website too. You can go to the coronavirus tab, and I'm going to add the different companies that you could get this medication for if you really want it. You just want to have it in the house. So anyway, back to the ridiculous mask things, 146. I'm going to wrap this up here real quick. I was saying how the masks were supposed to prevent the transmission. So everyone who was healthy needed to wear a mask, because you can have it, but you don't know it, and you may never have symptoms, but you have it, and it's deadly, so you have to keep your mask on. Literally, just think about what I just said. None of that makes any sense. But keep in mind, the story was a lie. The lady who they were basing this all on, it's almost like when you're talking to somebody and they say, oh, well, I read it. I'm like, yeah, but you actually wrote it down, and then you said you read it. Yeah. So no, you're not a good source. You actually wrote it, and you wrote it down yourself, and then you claim to read it. That's what this doing with this one case for this woman. So what actually happened, she was being treated for flu-like symptoms. So she wasn't asymptomatic. And she got her coworker sick because she was sick and didn't stay home like you're supposed to when you have anything. But that's why we've been doing that for years. If you're sick, you stay home. So you don't give it to anybody else. You don't go to work. That's totally, it's called normal. So yes, the masks don't do anything but actually hurt your health. There's so many stories of people that now have some sort of respiratory issue they've got. They've got skin issues. Their voices have changed. The list is so long. It is so long. It is so absolutely long. I'm not going to go into the vaccine thing. I'm just going to tell you, as you mentioned, as we've said before, it's not a vaccine. It's an operating system. It has dead babies in it. It has technology that's going to change your DNA, right? So vaccine ban, we'll talk about that on another show, but I wanted you to, at least at this point, my low-hanging fruit with everybody is to not put on the mask. We're in Arizona. We're in anarchy, Arizona. The mask mandate has been lifted, and there's still people all over the place wearing their masks outside in the car by themselves. They don't do anything. They actually are harmful for you. It just shows, honestly, I'm gonna put it out there. It just shows that you are literally an arse. You're embarrassing yourself by wearing the mask. It's worse than we the sheeple. It's that bad, because this is such a lie. This is the biggest crime against humanity ever, ever. And the parties involved, prison isn't, life in prison isn't enough for the damage that was created, and all this is unnecessary. More stuff will come out, but there's enough out there that you already know. It's just, do you want to pay attention to it, or do you want to put your mask on? I mean, you have every right to wear it, sure, but you don't. It doesn't do anything. It actually is harmful for you. It does not do anything to protect you from something that you, I don't want to say it doesn't exist, because there is. It is a form of it, but it's not at anything at the level that they have blown it up to be. Not even close. Not even close. All right, so we did the models, so you already know those numbers are wrong. The PCR test, so you got that. The fact that it's been planned, the plandemic, and the math, I gave you the facts on that. And the fact that just saying, okay, all right, I'm going to put it into perspective, and if this is not penetrating to you, I will come up with something else to try to make it more clear, but let me do this. So you can't go to church, but you can go to Walmart. You could be wall to wall people, elbow to elbow in Walmart, and that's okay. But you can't go to church where you're actually sitting a little further apart in the pews, right? The pews are further apart. Should have been the first warning sign. Should have been the first warning sign that they're forcing you to shut down your small business. That's a restaurant, but you can go to a fast food place. You can go to a fast food place, which is probably the same size, if not smaller, than most small business restaurants. You can't go to your small business restaurant. Should have been a warning sign. It's because they wanted to shut down the small businesses. They wanted to keep the big box open. They wanted to force you to buy things online. They wanted to change the way you live so they can make more money, have more control. And they wanted you not to be healthy. Why do you think they closed gyms? Do you know, in a gym, are you close to somebody? No. Those machines are far apart anyway. Even though there's no socially distinct, there's no 6 feet, no 3 feet. They made that up. And then they just changed it recently. They said, oh, three's fine. You can't just change stuff because that means it was never true in the first place. But we fell for it. Look at lives destroyed, businesses destroyed. People commit suicide, went back into drinking and doing drugs. Old people, the elderly died alone, unnecessarily, and not because they got coronavirus, because they were just old, right? It was just time for them to go. Or they expedited their life was shortened because their family wasn't, they couldn't see their family. Nobody could come visit them. Especially if you had like dementia or Alzheimer's, where you need that constant care, that constant, you know, communication and contact with people. And if you don't have that, you slip fast. So I said crimes against humanity. You know, they took a poll. They did a study or a survey or something. And they said this one you've heard before, 25% of adolescents considered killing themselves during this time period. That's a high number. These kids aren't in school. And the kids are just, you know, they got a lot of crap going on anyway. And who knows what, you know, what was going on at home, especially if they were in a bad home environment, you know, whatever that parent is doing to them, beating them. I'm going to be blunt, raping them, whatever they do. And like I said, the nursing homes, people were dying alone. They're still doing it. I'm looking for the numbers here on that poll. Oh, it was in Canada. They're doing government-assisted suicide now. See, like as she said, with the pandemic, they're trying to depopulate. That's the whole point of the quote-unquote vaccine, is to depopulate. They want to get it down to, by 2025, they're supposed to get it down to 2 billion people. I read that recently. So in Canada, people said they would rather die than be alone for a year in a nursing home because they couldn't see their family. Yeah. And people in the, I don't know if they can now, but they couldn't get the cancer treatments that were just routine. couldn't go to the hospital. Then they didn't go to the hospital. And then when they finally were able to go, whatever they had wrong with them that had nothing to do with coronas got to the point where maybe now it was an issue. Or maybe they could have caught the cancer screening. They would have had that, but they missed out. So then all of a sudden, now you got a big mess. You got a big problem in your health. Yeah, so much bigger than that. So you know what? It's up to us, the American people, to fight back and pull our heads out of our asses. Go open up your business. Rip that mask off. And if anybody says you need to put it on, tell them to go F you. Say, no, hell no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. It's 154. God, there's so much more that I could share. But that's enough of the gist. I think that's a gist for you for today. So you got to take the mask off, guys. You gotta fight back. Don't do the vaccine passport. If you don't believe me, go do the research. Go to the tab. Go look and go as we know, episodes from April 7th, 9th, and 11th. Go listen to Dr. Simone Gold's conference that she gives and any of her videos. You can go on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. It's on the COVID tab. It's on the Take Action tab. There's so many people that you could pay attention to. All right. Let me wrap this up. Since we're talking about the bills, and you know, now we can add the nonprofits with a little squirrely name, the one that's here in Arizona. It's like protect voters' rights. .org or something ridiculous. What is it? Come on, Michelle, come on. Oh, Protect Democracy Project. And they're trying to prevent the audit. Okay. Well, as I said, opposite, remember? The opposite, the name of the nonprofit is the opposite of what they do. Just like the bills. Remember, the bills passed by Congress are never to help we the people. And don't be fooled by the names. Remember, whatever the name of the bill is, what's inside is just the opposite. The bills are money laundering, slush fund, a redistribution of your hard-earned tax dollars for paybacks, payoffs, bribes, elected elites, destructive agenda-pushing initiatives, and freedom-destroying, liberty-grabbing, Constitution-violating policies, all benefiting the regressive socialist friends of the D.C. swamp. Unions, cities, states, special interests, NGOs, nonprofits, universities, government contractors, foreign countries, our enemies, all the false authorities, the 11 bigs, and many more. That's the bills. $1.9 trillion, 9% went to us. The rest went to all of these people, which is why we're dealing a big portion of the conversation with Marianne about the border, because they have the money now to do what they've got to do. They've got the money now. Oh, my goodness. All right. Here's your daily reminder, because you need to put things into perspective. As Marianne said, they are not, they don't care about us. They don't care about us. They obviously don't. They don't care about the woman who, her son was killed by an illegal alien, and she's in a permanent wheelchair. They're paying $775 a day to house illegal aliens a day per person. Per person, it's costing them. Per person. They don't care about us. They care about their agenda, which is why the political propaganda pandemic was set in motion in the first place. It's about their agenda. It's about their end goal. They don't care about the political, the collateral damage to get there, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't affect them. So turn off the mainstream media. Listen to the messages that matter from the people you need to know about that are on our website, Take Action Tam, Partners and Patriots, must watch, must listen to. And we'll be adding more as we get them on board. And we'll even be adding them to our must follow people, groups, organizations, and companies. So everybody, you could find these people, follow them, follow their information, listen to them. Do not listen to the other people they're lying to. You could prove me wrong. I'm cool with that. But I'm getting the information from real sources and just using my common sense, like common sense caps permanently on. This doesn't make, if you think about it, I just gave you examples about the stores, the church, the gym. They wanted the gyms closed so that way you don't get healthy. They want you eating the fast food so you're not healthy. So you may get sick, the flu, anything else, anything. Doesn't matter. just want to keep people sick. Not one doctor that's on a television ever said, boost your immune system. That's the key. You always want a strong immune system. That's why I get the vitamin D and the zinc from Suzanne Summers on our Marketplace tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the Marketplace tab. I put her at the top. 15% discount. She donates 4% to our nonprofit partners, helping vets, pets, and kids. So keep up your immune system. Listen to any of our episodes where we talked about health, wellness, and fitness. Episodes 176 and 178, we talked about immune system health, diet, exercise, fitness, movement. Do that. Do that. Help yourself. It's not just about this. It's just you want to be healthy in general so you can optimize you for growing your business, enhancing the quality of your life, and making a difference, especially in your community. All comes together. It all comes together. It's 2 o'clock. I got to wrap this up here, guys. Please re-listen to this. Share it with your friends. Let that sink in. I gave you the base, the foundation, the lies, the reasons why. And it's just a tip, but just it doesn't make sense. You're going to go ahead and keep liquor stores open, but you're going to close the gyms. Casinos are open, but you can't go to church. Doesn't make sense. Remember, we talked about algebra, math. What you do to one side, you do to the other. This is not what you do to one side, what you do to the other. This should have been a huge warning. Not to mention all of the famous people, all the people, they're not wearing their mask. They're violating every policy that they said that we needed to do. Another warning sign, guys. Pick a politician who wasn't wearing their mask when they told us to, who went on vacation, went to dinner when they weren't supposed to. That means you think they would jeopardize their health, their life, if it was real? If it was that deadly, if it was that contagious, they know. They know it was all part of the scam. Otherwise, they'd be bunkered down too. So, fine. Right? It's not about hate, it's your actions. So please, 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 for your own sanity, for your own self-respect, for your own health, get rid of the mask. Open your business. Get your kids back to school. Stand up for what you believe in. Because if we do it, we don't take action every day to stand up for what we believe in and do some sort of political action. You just go to our Take Action tab, start there. Then what do we have left? We don't have much time left. Like I said, we're going to lose this country forever. We're close. We are in a socialist country, whether you want to believe it or not, headed toward communism. I believe that was said by Pam Popper today. I've been saying it since the 20th of January. All right, I'm gonna wrap this up. Here's your daily reminder. The regressive socialist demon rats, the Republicans, the elected elites, the permanent political pundits, and all the false authorities who've been lying to us for decades, including with one another, the 11 bigs. Here they are. How many of these companies made a bunch of money during all this? Or control. Big media, aka mainstream media, big tech, big government, big business, big labor, big money, big entertainment, big lobby, big pharma, big box, big religion. They all have no use for you, the American people. It's we the people. The only they want is to take your money and your freedom. They only want control, so we need to rely on each other since we're all in this together. I've got to play a little music because it's been a little too much talking. Yeah. Remember, there's at least 100 million patriots, and we vote every day with our time, our efforts, our actions, our choices, and buying decisions, our wallets. That's why I'm asking you to go to the Marketplace tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You're going to buy from these companies. At least go to our website, because 2 to 20% of your total purchase will be donated to our nonprofit partners helping vets, pets, and kids. That's how you can make a difference. You're going to buy the stuff anyway. So instead of going them to directly, let them pay us to give the money to the nonprofit. That's how it's designed. It doesn't cost you any more, and you usually get a discount that you weren't getting on their website anyway. but you're not paying any more money. And you got to stop supporting the people and the companies who hate you, who censor, who cancel. I'm going to add the boycott business page, which is going to include those 200 companies that are trying to stop election integrity and saying that the Georgia bill, it's like Jim Crow. Talking points, totally a lie. Yeah, because you want to show voter ID to say who you are. Yeah. They're going to add them to the page so you can keep an eye out on who these companies. Then that, as we were mentioned earlier with Don, there's 100 CEOs that met at, that had a conference call at Augusta, but they didn't ask that to be changed. That move, they didn't want that fancy place to be moved from Augusta's cushy masters and sent, like I mentioned, in the middle of New Mexico, some rinky-dink golf course. But they took the Major League Baseball All-Star Game out of a predominantly African-American area with small businesses. They said there's $50 million in small businesses owned by African-Americans that are not going to get that revenue now. $100 million for the overall city. So there's like a 30% African-American population percentage there. So they move it to whiter than white Colorado, which has like 9% African-American. Yeah. Under voter laws in Colorado, you have to have ID to vote. So the hypocrisy is just, it doesn't even make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. Close your church. Keep your casino open. Fast food, totally fine. Small restaurant, same size, if not bigger, can't have that open, sorry. So I'm saying none of it makes sense. It means it's all lies. It's all based on propaganda and agendas. And until you figure that out and until you believe that, and until you start fighting back from that and supporting the companies that don't do that to you, nothing's going to change. We already know our votes don't matter, but hopefully that will change. We can't do anything about that. So what we can do is vote with our choices and our buying decisions. Don't support the companies that hate you or the people that hate you or who censor or who cancel. Support the ones that do. Support local businesses. Buy American. Check out, like I said, go to our website and see what's there. We, the people in our local communities, need to be the ones to make the change. The people have the power. That's how we do it, with our money, our buying decisions, and where our money is. Bank of America. If your money's in Bank of America, I can't keep repeating myself. They're bad. They're bad news bears. So, yeah, that's how you can make flying. Don't fly American. Don't fly Delta. Fly another one. So you have to have a layover. So what? Bank, watch where your money is. They're just using you. You're checking savings and investments, whatever. Take the time to figure it all out. So it takes you a day or so to change your automatic payments and whatever. Is your country worth to you? Is your integrity worth that to you? Is your self-respect worth that to you? Where these people are going to just roll over you and ruin people's lives and have control and tyranny? Because they're all part of it. They're all part of the 11 bigs. Look what they did to this country and these people. And they continue to do it. You're a part of that if you're condoning it and you're participating and you're supporting them by where your money is and where you're spending your money. So you can't complain. That's it. Remember, when you used to vote, no, I take that back. When people used to complain about who was in office, and you say, well, who'd you vote for? They say, well, I didn't vote. So you don't get to complain. This time, we all did vote, and they cheated. So you can't say, well, you voted, and you don't have the right to complain, but you have other steps that you have to now implement in your life. Yes, they will be extra, but you have to do them. Or you can live in a bubble, but you don't get the right to complain. You don't get the right to complain. You have to participate. And all of these people that are going to be at this conference this week and that are partners in our show are saying it's time to step up. Dan Schultz, he's talking about becoming a precinct committee man. I'm a precinct committee man. He is Marianne Mendoza, Shelby Bush, because we're going to do a little bit more than just sending an email and making a phone call. And you don't have to. You don't have to go. You don't have any level of effort, but you've got to do something every single day, and it has to have a political component. Obviously, I'd like you to do other things every day, but there has to be a political component because there's too much control over every aspect of your life. So go to the Take Action tab. I'm going to put a list there, but even if it's signing a petition, doing an email, making a phone call. Again, turn off your TV. Don't get your news from social media. Don't get it from the mainstream media. If you go to our Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, there's a Patriotic Media tab. You can buzz through the headlines. They're delivering the truth. There's no slant. There's no propaganda. You can get through it 15, 20 minutes. So I'm asking you to do your part to get involved and take action. Share the show. Tell your friends to join in the movement. We each have to do something politically oriented, and political means almost everything. I mean, obviously, I want you to grow your business, enhance the quality of your own life, do your self-care, make a difference in your community. But, you know, if you want to make a phone call, filibuster, right? Remember the filibuster, Kristen Sinema, 202-224-4521. If you go to the Take Action tab, there's a political contact information. You'll get everybody in the whole country at any level of government. And there's a special Arizona, Anarchy Arizona section. You got to do something. And if you put it into a routine, you can get it done pretty quick. You want to support Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG, Notorious MTG. Go to our website, marjorietaylorgreene.com. We're going to add her. I'm going to add her somewhere. She's created HR 1883. She needs more Republicans to sign on. She's got a couple other, she's got another bill that she has to, she's got a petition to sign. So fraud, she doesn't get a salary. We're going to add that to the website. I think I might try to do that today. I'm just crunched for time, everybody, as I'm trying to get all this done. So just bear with me if you don't see it on there. All right, I got to wrap it up. It's 2:10. You don't need to hear me talk anymore. But I got to get it through you guys. You got to get it through you that you have to man up. You have to woman up. It's time. There's not a lot of time left. These bills that have come through and the ramifications of the money sources, literally $1.9 billion, trillion, is coming at you like a nuclear Biden bomb with all that long laundry list of organizations and groups that are getting money to expedite and pursue agendas that are just 100% against you and me. Again, it's us versus them. It's nothing to do with left and right. That ship has sailed. It's us, American people, need to come together and do the things. You could start with being conscious of your choices and buying decisions and where your money is. Oh my goodness. If I'm doing this, then I'm saying all this, and I've been on these soapboxes, and then you're going to put fuel on the fire and put me around all those people in Tulsa. Oh my gosh, you guys are, I feel sorry for all of you come Monday. I feel sorry for my neighbors when I start knocking on their doors for the precinct committee man. Well, you know what? I said, I will do it. I'll take the hit. I will be in the battlefield. They could go ahead and get the shrapnel, shoot me. But you guys got to be behind me to take over when they wipe me out. But yeah, I'll do it. I'll take it. I'll take the heat. I don't care. Because I believe in this country. I believe in God, and I believe in everybody out there. So let's do this and end it. It's time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, reopen America 100%. Once you commit, everything changes. Once you commit, everything changes. Again, don't be a mask hole, guys, and don't get Shawshanked. Rip off the mask, even if they require it, to say no. They're wrong. They're lying. They're trying to hurt you. They're trying to kill you. And that's not an exaggeration. Put on your common sense caps and try to leave them on all day. Might want to sleep in them. Courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. Step up to the plate. I'll be here to do it with you. The censorship, cancel culture are just stupid. Woke nonsense is a joke. Being woke is a joke. It really is a political propaganda plandemic. All righty. Tune in on Wednesday for your daily. I got to change the script. Your trifecta nooner. I don't know when we're going to be live on Friday. I'll figure it out. Well, you got to tune in Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific time for some motivation, information, and of course, entertainment. And a special thank you to all of our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their information, their episodes, and their own shows are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, Partners and Patriots tab, and you'll see a long list of special pages, the Take Action tab. Check out the homepage. Check out the marketplace. Check out the COVID. Check out the Reopen America Resource Center. That's everything is on there. Every category, every type of thing that you need to reopen your business, grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference, especially in your community. I'm working on that too. Everybody's been great this past month and a half. I apologize for taking the show long. I'm going to get back on track. It's just important. It drives me nuts when I go to the grocery store the other day and everybody has masks on except two people, and I'm one of them. I walked into the car rental place and literally everybody had a mask on except these two ladies and me, and the place had probably 15 people in it. It's much bigger than just, oh, just put the mask on. No, it's not that. It's not that at all. Not only does it not do anything to prevent giving it or receiving it, it's actually bad for your health and a symbol of control, tyranny, amongst many other things. So don't do it. End it today. Make a decision. Make a decision today. Once you commit, everything changes. You watch. Once you commit to not listening and not being a servant and a slave to the lies, everything will change. All right, I think everybody's awake. If not, you've fallen asleep because you, or you tuned me off, you fast forward or whatever. I'm sorry I went long. I just felt that I had to throw all this out there. There was a big patriotic soapbox day, and I kind of just rambled. I don't know, maybe I just needed to get it off my chest. All right, I promise they won't go long like that anymore. So go take action. You got lots of stuff, lots of homework assignments, lots of episodes. Just take action. You got to do political action every day, unfortunately. They did this. They infested us. They infected our entire lives with it, so we don't have a choice. We can't put your head in the sand anymore. Can't do it. So go take action on what we shared today and tell your friends. Share this with your friends. Get them on board. Interact with us on social media. We'll do what we can. So, you want to hear something crazy? You want to hear something crazy? I'm going to play these two. This is the guy that's quote-unquote in charge. Well, he's a placeholder. You know, he's the puppet. There are puppeteers. But this is what's making – this is what's signing things. This is the guy that they said got 80 million votes, but only like 1,800 people watch him on YouTube. That's why they took the number of dislikes off of all the YouTube accounts, because they had so many on the White House dislikes. And nobody's watching him, but he got 80 million votes.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
We have somewhere, I asked the staff to write it down for me, and they did, not for this, but for a longer discussion. We have somewhere, what are we doing?
Yeah.
I'm ready to work with any Republican who wants to help solve the problem. Or make the situation better. But folks, I'm going. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
Political action item every day, everybody. Wednesday, noon. Promise, won't be this long. Go make it a great day because you deserve it.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home. signing off.